What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
The Dow snapped an 8-session losing streak on Friday, but it's set to open sharply lower again this evening. The September Dow futures are trading down 181 points. The Nasdaq contract is off nearly 1%, while the S&P is off 0.5%. Weighing on the markets, threats by U.S. President Donald Trump to impose fresh tariffs on European cars, and a report in the Wall Street Journal that he will curb Chinese investment in the U.S. The Chinese renminbi dropped on the news and is now in negative territory against the U.S. dollar for the year. Trump has reportedly instructed the U.S. Treasury Department to increase scrutiny of Chinese firms that wish to invest in sensitive industries like tech. While the policy is not yet confirmed, analysts like Oanda's Stephen Innes say the impact on the markets today is clear.
Basically, another Trump tirade this morning, definitely putting China's crosshairs, but more towards the intellectual property rights, where he's actually looking to curb inbound investment from Chinese companies into the U.S. tech sector. And, you know, this is a big issue for the U.S. They're actually bringing out all the big guns right now to address this issue, and just the hawks are the trade war hawks are just circling. And you know, we're in these types of uncertain markets. We don't know what's fact from fiction. We don't know whether this is something that we should be running on. We don't know if the bridge is too far. We're just so uncertain. And one of the things that I'm advising clients right now is to be very, very cautious in these unpredictably difficult and challenging markets.
So while the news is uncertain, it is true that it's having a direct impact on trading today.
Oh yeah, definitely. As we've seen a massive wave of risk aversion hit the market. You know, it looked subtle at the beginning, but then it really started to compound once people started to fully digest the ramifications. There's certainly no rest for the weary in markets like this, especially when we're getting bombarded with risk events on a daily basis. But this is really not ratcheting it up another level here. This is going well beyond the tit for tat trade war, and we're just basically waiting for China's retaliation here. This is the risk environment that we're facing. As we saw, one of the key factors was the Chinese yuan move today. The offshore yuan popped up over 6.55 today. That was up from 6.2 at the open. So that just gives you an indication of the nerves and jitters that are occurring in the mainland today.
Thank you so much. Been speaking with Stephen Innes, the head of trading at Oanda.